Somalia's new president is due to be sworn in later today. Moderate Islamist leader Sheikh Sharif Ahmed was elected to the post yesterday after a secret ballot of members of parliament. Mr. Ahmed comfortably won a majority in a second round of voting after one of the front runners, Prime Minister Nur Hassan Hussein, withdrew. The election followed the resignation of President Abdulai Yusuf Ahmed. The MPs met in Djibouti because of instability in Somalia, where Islamist militias control much of the country. The Horn of Africa nation has had no central government since dictator Mohamed Saeed Barre was ousted in 1991, and a food crisis which has left a third of the population reliant on aid. The International Crisis Group's analyst in Somalia is Rashid Abdi. He says the political process in Djibouti will eventually need to include rebel factions.
The problem with the whole process in Djibouti is that essentially it involves factions or groups that have very little control on the ground. The transitional federal government just lost its own headquarters in Baidoa. So it is, in effect, a government in exile. The opposition, too, is exiled and based in Djibouti. It will be difficult to see how any outcome in Djibouti can have an immediate positive impact on the ground. The main challenge before the new president is, of course, how to win over the groups who are effective on the ground and who control large parts of South and Central Somalia. These are groups who are opposed to the whole Djibouti process. So the main challenge for the president will be how to reach out to these groups and bring them on board.